This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams. Every Wednesday on this program, we travel in the realms of gold. That is, we discuss books. And we kick off today with a new photo book from the man some call the Dean of Rock and Roll Photography. His name is Jim Marshall. The book is called Proof. It includes Marshall's proof sheets that run opposite the main shot on each page. Day to Day's literary editor Karen Grigsby Bates spoke with Marshall and found out how he got the shots of music icons like Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin.
Let's say you're a young musician who's been marked as a comer in the music world, and let's say you're smart enough to want your ascent into stardom chronicled for posterity. Jim Marshall has shot the who and the who's who of the rock world, so you could call him, but be warned, he'll only do the job under certain conditions.
That I want all access, no doors to be closed, no conditions, that I can go and do what I want and move where I want. I got to do it my way. I got to be true to myself.
Let him do that, and Marshall takes black and white photographs that distill the very personality of his subjects or capture the essence of a fleeting moment. Although Marshall is famously difficult when he wants to be, he says that what he tries not to do with his camera is demean his subjects. Even in shots that reveal his subjects' flaws, their dignity remains intact.
It's when I point a camera at somebody, to me there's a trust, and I won't let that be violated. That's a covenant, a trust, whatever you want to call it. It's something that's very sacred to me, what I do with the camera.
As a result, many of the shots in Proof reflect a certain comfort level that comes from their subjects' prolonged contact with the photographer. This, says Marshall, was a very different way of doing business than the current climate for celebrity photographers.
A long time ago, we were all starting out. So, you know, they did their guitar, their microphone, I did my camera. It was kind of known that you were taking pictures for publication and they just let you. Now it's, it's a nightmare now.
Now there are whole lasagna layers of managers, publicists, stylists, and handlers, interference that wasn't there when Marshall took many of his most famous portraits. A publicist, for instance, would never have allowed him to shoot Janis Joplin the way he did in 1968. Sprawled backstage on a ripped sofa with a bottle of Southern Comfort nestled in her lap.
The thing that was beautiful about Janis is that she wasn't afraid of the camera. She was let you do your thing and, you know, let the chips fall where they may. She was really special that way, much more so than any other artist I've ever known.
Fortunately for Marshall, it was before the era of media management, and Joplin was game. Marshall says the same was true of Jimi Hendrix, who he met at the Monterey Pop Festival in 1967 and photographed until his death at age 27. Marshall says he thought that Hendrix, even at the beginning of his career, was going to be huge.
Jimmy just had this charisma. He had a charm. He was very sensual, but not arrogant about it. And just again, I had the access. When I met him at Monterey, I introduced myself. And he goes, "Hey, man, this is supposed to be." And I go, "What do you mean?" He goes, "Well, you know, the dude that makes the amplifiers is Jim Marshall." I go, "Smart ass me." I go, "Yeah, I know that." He goes, "Yeah, but you don't know is my middle name is Marshall."
The result was classic rock star. Hendrix stands bare-chested with head thrown back, arms windmilling the guitar, the golden epaulets of his surplus army uniform glinting. Marshall says the all-access climate that was the catalyst for such photos has now vanished.
It's like the artists or the pioneers and the photographers of the Indians. I think that the trust was violated by some photographers who would sell anything to anybody for any price. And I think the artists just circled their wagons and said, you can only shoot two numbers or three numbers or you can't shoot at all. I won't accept that. And if I can't shoot the way I want, then I won't do it at all.
So when he feels like it, Marshall works with a few of the people who will, like Limp Bizkit's Fred Durst and neo-rocker Ben Harper. His photos are in several private and public collections around the country, and although Jim Marshall has shot over 500 album covers during the course of his career, there's one person who's so far eluded his lens.
Bruce Springsteen. I was hired by Columbia Records to photograph him once. Went up to Sacramento years ago, and everything was not going well that night. His road manager said, I don't think we should do pictures tonight. And that never happened again.
Well, neither he nor Springsteen are dead yet. So, Bruce, if you're out there listening, there's still time. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.
You can see the photographs we talked about from Jim Marshall's proof on our website, npr.org.